Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know.
Eskin was there.
Makes no sense.
Eskin was there for Howard Eskin was there yesterday, and we got into it a little bit, so let's get into it a little more. Ladies and gentlemen, the legend, Howard Eskin. Hi, Howard.
Good morning.
Howard, can we agree that if Foles doesn't get traded, which is likely now he won't, there will be a quarterback controversy next season?
Can we agree? Only because you're going to start one.
No, Howard, it's human nature. You know it.
No, it's not. They won a Super Bowl, and you're just starting trouble.
No.
We haven't even gotten to the first camp yet, and you're starting trouble.
Howard.
That's what it's all about. No controversy. There's no controversy on my part. We learned, and you should have learned as well, that two quarterbacks were important for this team to win a Super Bowl. And that's the only reason they won a Super Bowl, because they had two quarterbacks. When you mentioned Nate Sudfeld earlier, a little while
they
ago.
They really like him. You know that.
You know it. You've seen him one time in a garbage game against the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. You've never seen him at practice because you're never there.
No.
So you've never seen him except for one time in a garbage game against a terrible team, and after, 34 minutes of NFL football, you like Nate.
All right, hold on. Now, I got to say, I can't say this about many people. Howard Eskin is more experienced in this job than I am. Mm-hmm. He's done it longer than I have.
Yeah.
Howard, you mean to tell me, and I want some honesty, Eskin, Wentz comes out a little slow in the home opener. It's the first game of the season. And you're looking at a Super Bowl MVP with a clipboard. You don't think there's going to be at least a murmur in the stands, let me see Foles while Wentz works off the rust? You're here to tell me that's not going to happen. Is that true?
Talk right radio, high.
Come on, Howard, say it.
It's a hypothetical.
Oh, stop. That's what radio is. Oh, he doesn't do hypotheticals anymore.
Well, he doesn't have a full-time gig.
No, stop. The guy's got 9 gigs.
Unfortunately, I do, because I got to listen to this. That's all right. I understand. I understand what talk radio is.
Right.
And this is what you live for, and this is what you try to create, and I understand it. This is what talk radio is. What happens, I'll give you the other hypothetical. What happens when Nick Foles, and he's not going to go, he's undefeated right now. He's not going to go undefeated.
Correct.
He can't. It's impossible. All right, so the first time, I'm going to turn it around. Nick Foles starts because Carson Wentz isn't ready.
Okay.
And Nick Foles has... They're not going to go 4-0. I don't know how many games Wentz could miss. I don't know if he'll miss any at the start of the season. But Nick Foles doesn't have a good game. Then you'll be screaming that you got to get Carson Wentz in.
No, he's not ready. I want Sudfeld at that point.
Oh, stop it.
That's what you're going to do. You're going to say, we got to get the Super Bowl MVP out of there because Carson Wentz is the guy that's going to lead this team to multiple Super Bowls. That's what's going to happen.
Howard,
and I get it, and I understand it.
We're
what's
not going to
wrong
agree
with two good quarterbacks?
There's nothing wrong with it, but Howard, can you help me to understand Arizona's thinking? Could you help me there? They guaranteed $15 million to Sam Bradford, up to $20 million, instead of making a deal for Foles with the 15th pick of the draft. Does it make sense to you, their perspective in this deal?
Absolute sense, because you're not going to give up the 15th pick for an Arizona team that has no chance of getting to the Super Bowl. None. Zero. I think they also signed Mike Glennon.
Yes.
So they have two quarterbacks just to make sure to get them through. They will obviously try to get a quarterback in the draft, a quarterback for the future. Arizona's got no chance to win a Super Bowl. Why do you want to give up the 15th pick when you really want to try to build? You're not trying to win this year because you can't get there this year.
Well, then why did you spend all that money for Bradford?
Money's irrelevant in sports.
It's not when you get a salary cap.
We just saw John Middleton give $75 million for a 32-year-old pitcher.
Yep.
Money is irrelevant, and I'm okay with that. Money's irrelevant. Money is irrelevant, and Arizona obviously has cap room. They obviously know they can't win right now. The general manager has just signed a new contract that takes him through 2022, so he's got no urgency
wow.
to try to rush now and then screw up your team by giving up draft picks. When the Eagles did it, they did it for a good reason, because they were on the cusp when they traded down to get Carson Wentz. They knew they had some good young players in place, and they went for it. Arizona doesn't have anything close to that. So that's why they did what they did.
Let's go to Brent Celek, because that's a story I think everybody agrees on. All the years you've been here, one of the classiest players you've ever encountered?
Yes, and without question. The answer is clearly yes. I knew it could. There was a good chance that it could happen. I was hoping it wouldn't. But when you look at it from the Eagles' standpoint, he's great in the locker room. I understand that. And that's going to be missed, not just by him, but by others. But he's one-dimensional in terms of he can't play special teams. And when a starter, when he's not a starter, then you got to kind of mix in special teams. That's what just football teams are when you have a limited, really it is a limited roster. But as far as a person, he is top notch. There is 11 years of Brent Celek on this team was special, and it's great. I'm pretty sure he wants to play, but he'll have to have time to think about it, because to go somewhere else for 1 year, you won't remember it in the end. We didn't remember Harold Carmichael played for the Dallas Cowboys, but he always
That's
wanted.
That's true. I didn't.
But those players wanted more money. Brent Celek doesn't need more money. What he's playing the game for.
How is? I kind of asked you this yesterday when I was out with you at four, but I'm still wrestling with this. How the hell is Howie Roseman getting Haloti Ngata, who I think is a terrific run stopper? He's one of the best run stoppers in football. I don't care how old he is. And he gets the linebacker, Nelson, from Denver. How is he doing that when he doesn't have any money, Howard? How is he doing this?
He does. We just don't know it. They had to be down to the cap.
Right.
Somehow they did. Somehow they probably have some other players that maybe restructured that we haven't heard about. Obviously, there's a rule. And with numbers, first of all, you are sick to your stomach that you have to praise Howie the way you do.
No, I love him now. No, I'm completely, Howard, after he won the championship, I couldn't be more in his camp. I love Howie Roseman.
He was always great with numbers, and obviously he's done it again.
Wow.
But to make the moves he's made, I think it is amazing. How does he do it? I don't know, but obviously there's a rule in place, and he's done it, and he just juggles numbers. But when a team wins, and somebody else on there, more than Lane Johnson, had to do something with their contract to make it work. But the fact that you have players now on the team that allow Howie to be able to restructure and do things, it is amazing. I do agree with you with that. It
is
amazing what he's done, and he's done an unbelievable job. That's why wait till at least camp when you start bitching about Carson Wentz.
We'll wait till Saturday until you do the same exact thing on your show.
Yeah. Howard loves when a caller comes in that he thinks is dumb, right? Like, we wouldn't even allow him on our show, but let's just say somebody called in who wasn't bright.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, genius. You know, when you're talking to Howard, you have to say that. He is a football genius.
He is.
He is.
He's a genius.
He really is.
Can't get over.
No question he is. It is. He's the executive of the year for good reason.
Hello.
He is the executive of the year.
But Howard, I don't understand. You deal with all athletes in all sports. Why do football players do themselves a disservice by restructuring and agreeing to stuff that happens with salary caps when money literally falls out of the sky into the owners' wallets? Why are they so willing, when other sports aren't, to do things to appease the owners and make it so much harder on their union?
Well, other sports don't have a hard cap. Baseball doesn't have a hard cap. Basketball doesn't have a hard cap if you do it right and your players can take you over. Hockey has a hard cap, but people don't worry about it, and they find ways around that. But football players, you have to be together as a team, and that's what they are because they want to win. Why do they do it? Because they want to win. And in the end, when they restructure,
right,
they're still young guys. Even in their 30s, that's still young, not by sports standards, but by life standards. And they know they're going to get the money. They're just going to get the money later. So why not do it if you have another chance? When you win, you realize how great it is, and that's why they're more apt to do it when you win or you have
good
a great chance to win.
Hey,
Tom Brady, your idol,
yeah,
did it, but he didn't really do it because he's got another company that he gets paid for by the Patriots.
Yep.
But the reality is they do it all the time. Winning teams do it a lot because they want to win again, and they're going to get the money down the road.
And Howard, I got to get one more in because you kind of signaled something to me that I know I got to ask you about now. I got to move over to the Phillies. So Arrieta gets $75 million for 3 years and thanks Middleton. You know Middleton better than any media person in this city. How involved was Middleton in pushing for Arrieta, even if the guys, the president, the GM didn't want him?
Well, I don't know that they didn't want him. They wanted him with their terms.
Right.
They never changed from 3 years.
Okay.
They never changed from the money, even though Scott Boras, who kind of ripped in his own way yesterday at the news conference, ripped Major League Baseball for not competing for Jake Arrieta.
Okay.
Everybody's into the analytics of contracts and extending, is he worth that beyond the 3 years? And obviously all of the others said no. I like the contract for the first year, and I like the fact that John Middleton is obviously moving up the timetable that they set last year, and they're starting it now. I think they're trying to help. Right,
but that's
Gabe
Middleton.
Good.
Middleton's forcing the issue a little bit here.
Middleton's what?
Forcing the issue. He's saying, come on, guys, I don't want to wait anymore. Get me some players.
Well, yeah, I think it's Middleton's allowing Matt Klentak to do it, but he's not stopping them from spending money. He wants to win. He sees what the Eagles, he was around the Eagles a lot. And he's a Philadelphia guy. And he's a baseball guy for years and years. He wants them to win. I don't know if he's forcing the issue. He's allowing them to speed it up because money is not an issue. And the fact that he's in there, and that's different than the previous regime, where money was an issue.
You're right.
But it's not with John Middleton.
Right.
I'm okay.
Tell
and he knows, but he knows at the end of that he knows that third year might be a little bit iffy. And I think the third year is a little
well,
iffy.
Well, tell him
but he
thank
doesn't
you.
Care.
Yeah, I
he
know
wants-
you probably have dinner with him and Lurie a lot, that kind of stuff. Thank him for us. That was a very nice gesture. He spent a lot of money. $30 million, we believe, Howard, is the most any player ever made in one season base salary in Philadelphia sports history. $30 million. Wow.
Yeah, I think that is. Basketball would be the other one.
Incredible.
They'll all get there. They'll all surpass it.
They'll get there now.
Carson Wentz will surpass it in basketball. Mm-hmm. Somewhere down the line, they'll surpass that. But, yeah, it is the most. But money's irrelevant when you have so much of it, like you, Angelo.
Yeah, it's very similar. His name is Howard Eskin. He is an American legend. Thank you, Howard.
He's a legend across borders, not just America.
Oh, you're not kidding. North America,
No, not in Canada.
North America,
no,
not
they
at
don't
all?
Let them in.
Can't believe it.
Not with that fur
here.
Coat on.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.